Oh, yeah. Sorry. I totally phased out there. I was like, whoa. Yeah, I agree. It fits the song. I feel like 100% Wet, it just, like, carries you, you know? It's like a dream, you know? Yeah. That's about all I have to say about that song. You should definitely give it a listen if you haven't checked your songs out already. And this next song is one of my personal favorites, so...
It is called Death in Bloom by Nicolas Cage Fighter.
Fails. Oh, hello, hello. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. My name is Daniel.
I'm Yale.
And this is Kyle.
So what you just heard was...
What's the song? Some melodic death metal. We just listened to a song called Children of Decadence by Children of Bodom. Quite the interesting name right there for song and group. It's got me thinking, so what? Who are they? Are they children of Decadence or are they the Children of Bodom?
Yeah.
All right. I would definitely, I would resonate those, are that band right there. Something close to Metallica, as well as Avenged Sevenfold and Five Finger Death Punch. I would say Five Finger Death Punch because of the really, really low, kind of gravelly kind of voice. It's a real guttural. It's a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then even for like Avenged Sevenfold, they'd go high pitch every now and again, but the guitar, that one really reminded me of Metallica. Anybody else have any resonations with the group we just heard?
Well, I mean, compared to what we listened to earlier, you know, the music was like calm, lo-fi at first, and then, you know, it's a very sudden jump from calm to aggressive.
Oh, yes, I would agree with you very much. It transitions me from a lawn chair in a babbling brook to, you know, just absolute chaos, absolute hell. The city is burning down. I am running for my life, and Satan is coming right after me. Okay, it is quite the interesting transition.
Very heavy transition. Yes,
absolutely. Is that music anybody here would listen to on the daily?
I'd say I feel like it's like one of those songs where it's like, I think I said this last week. It's like it's a song that like you need to listen to multiple times to really understand and peel back its layers to like get like, you know, like get that feeling out of it. You know, like I'm sure there's a lot going on in this song. There are a lot of parts in this song that you just need to like, you just need multiple takes to listen to. And and you know, like metal, I like it, but if I were being honest, I'm more of like a rock. Or you know, hypergaze, as we were talking about that earlier. You know,
the babbling brook. Yeah.
Would you guys like consider like metal to be like a derivative of like rock or like blues? Oh, yeah. Like, or do you think it's like its own type of genre?
You know, I think we could do. I think we could say that about a lot of things. This is its own genre and the creativity that they have. I mean, this could be very simple music, but the passion or the feeling that it invokes inside of them when they made this music—that's exactly what the music is. That's what it means. Like, we can transition this back to the early ages of hip hop. I mean, hip hop started as it started as DJ scratching with DJ Kool Herc. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of history right here. Ooh. But more underground, not underground. It was more for parties. DJ Kool Herc would, you know, he'd get on the turntables. He'd start spinning his records and things. And, you know, he'd just get people real going and dancing. But if we're talking about lyrics, that's when we kind of dig into more poetry. Like the early ages of hip hop. I mean, we could date that back to Gil Scott Heron, if nobody knows who that is. Or we could go with Martin Luther King and the way that they performed. I believe Gil Scott Heron started with a song or a record called Don't, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And he kind of just, he took a jazz record, a classic jazz record you would listen to on the regular, and then just put poetry to it. Like absolute poetry, like what he was feeling inside his heart and like,
yeah,
just pure raw emotions. And we could tie that into Martin Luther King Jr. as well. I'm pretty sure I've heard references from Tupac to all the way to Martin Luther King Jr. and the way that they really emphasized their music, they really got into it.
Meaning a lot
poetry,
of
you know what I mean. So I would say that this melodic death metal is really just its own genre. It's its own thing. It's whatever the feeling invokes inside of you.
I get that. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes a lot of listens, you know?
Oh, yes, it does. You got to build that connection with your own music. Otherwise, why the heck are you listening to your music? You could just sit there on a couch and put on an album and you just, oh, man, I'm so bored. Or you could put on that music you've been listening to for years. It just gets you going, gets you jumping. And then you just, you know, it's that feeling in your heart that gets you going. Okay, that's what gets your heart going, okay? That's exactly what it is. If you don't have a connection with your music, what are you doing with those headphones on right now? I mean, just take them off. Take them off. Go outside. Go for a walk. Touch some grass.
Let's get out of the studio, guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All righty. Let's see.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I can say about that. Our next couple of songs. Oh, wait. I think we're going to be having a short break after this.
Oh, yes. We're about to kick into a short commercial break, so we'll be back very soon. This is CJSF Radio 90.1 FM Burnaby, and we'll be right back, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Hi.
That was pretty good.
I couldn't say.
I play keyboards and sing in Young
Pacific. I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road.
That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Good morning. It's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Makassa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by Slam Poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit. Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you. And it shows just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from Podstream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
Greatest Chef. Max and Maria dream of skating for gold. Alex dreams of a life free of needles and pain beyond the walls of a hospital room. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and one in five will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.
For a community who will support you on your academic journey, the Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
Hello, hello, this is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're coming to an end, but stay tuned for Free Voices. We're about to get you started and kicked in with some Indigicon, in other words, some indigenous hip-hop, starting with an artist named Superman, S-U-P-M-A-N.
The history of the Indian and the history of the American have now come full circle and were intertwined. Dictatorial policies of those that control the monetary system of America.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to history. Prayers up to the one called the Great Mystery. I wrote this in the rainstorm till the thunder came for all my people to stay strong in the Hunger Games and use my sensories to open irises with 2020 vision. Coronavirus, this is the world we living in, but we ain't giving in. Gotta break free from society's conditioning. Some of us panic and some of us stay cool. Some promote truth, yo, and some promote fake news. We gotta stay tuned to the bad schemes. They got a patent on the virus and the vaccines. Yo, it's like a bad dream. I hope you kids get this. All of your sicknesses are big business. Call it conspiracy or call it common sense. Whether you believe in prophecy or you on the fence. Behold a pair of horse, now you vaccinated. You can trust the government, yeah, just ask a native. Has God forsaken our souls? My occupation is stopping hating this population control. Yo, I do my part with my art until I fade away. The revolution starts in your heart and today's the day. I think it's safe to say we living in revelations. The United States of America's a reservation. I pray to the four directions and I start in the east. We in the era of the mark of the beast. Radio frequency ID chips, yeah, yo, I see the bright eclipse. Radio frequency ID chips, I see the bright eclipse, yeah, come on. Fighting for a better life. They try to set aside the true history and keep us mystical. They say they founded this country on biblical principles. It's so cynical, but I'm an analyst. It's murderous. They refer to us as merciless Indian savages. Now that's written in the Declaration of Independence. That's no kidding. Hey, open up your heart and let love lead the way. Light your path with the words that I speak today. Let the lessons flow, arrive and bless your soul. Systematic racism alive, intentional. No better, do better, it's the motto. It's the good medicine, the hard pill to swallow. No better, do better, it's the motto. It's the good medicine, the hard pill to swallow.
His daily life was filled with ceremony, and every act had some significance. The Indian believed in the spiritual, the mysterious.
Vodka! Vodka! Vodka!
Hello, hello, all our evening listeners. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Kyle.
I'm Yel.
And I'm Daniel.
There we go. And this concludes our journey, but let's just have a quick recap. We started off with some nice rock and roll, transitioned into some hyper gaze, and then the last transition is just absolutely insane. We twisted into some absolute melodic death metal that's just, oh my god, absolutely ruined my babbling brook in a lawn chair. I don't know if you guys have any other opinions. I don't know if you guys love that.
I concur.
You can agree. Alrighty. And we're just about to finish you off with some Indigicon, in other words, some hip hop. We're going off of an artist named Superman. He's been in the game since about 2006, 2007. He's been absolutely making some great healing tracks, but he originally started off with some absolute heavy hip-hop. He was going in for the whole thing. He was going for the rhymes, the absolute punchlines. He was going in for it all. But now he's kind of transitioned into some healing kind of music. And I definitely recommend him as an artist, as he's one of my favorite artists. And yeah, this concludes our journey. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. My name has been Kyle. This is...
Yep.
And this is...
Daniel.
And that concludes our journey. But stay tuned for Free Voices. This has been Open Mic.
Farewell.
Look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality.
Billy Ill's in the place to be, and I got what it takes to rock the mic right. Yo, half the world starving, the others trying to lose weight, judging each other on who's great, yo, and who's fake. I choose faith and elevate through all my lucid dreaming, and wake up and celebrate all the human beings. My mom said it's a blessing when they try to stop ya. This is that rhyming up your third eye, your line, your chakras. Spark this to the darkness, what I teach is dangerous. I'm just trying to free my people from the deepest anguish. I've seen evil spirits from the matrix respond to the name of Jesus in the English language. Was it the card in me, or am I blinded? Was it terminology or goodness behind it? We got a long way to go to get back to where we were. This life is a mystery, eyes are very blurred. No matter what religion you follow, I respect it. We all human beings, that means we all connected. They want to tell you what you can and what you can't do, but everything traditional was once brand new. Jump on social media, change my Wikipedia, find out where they're leading ya and what they feeding ya. Yo, it's evil. How bad they want their money. They let us eat food that's banned in other countries. It's a damn shame how they campaign, buying brand name champagne, but I can't blame. We all got free will to choose like hand games. We all got free will to choose like hand games. Prayers up, tobacco down, healing frequencies, now that's the sound. Human beings, Mexico, kids in cages, now let them go. Prayers up, tobacco down, healing frequencies, now that's the sound. Human beings, Mexico, kids in cages, now let them go, let them go, let them go.
All right, all right, all right. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you are tuned